Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something a lot of us use, chew, on a regular basis. It's about chewing gum. We have Karun Prashan to teach us about this. Karun, she is the founder and CEO of an incredible company called Simply Gum. Hi, Karun.
你好。
Right. I know your chewing gum is so different from other gums we know. Can you share with us what it's about?
Absolutely. So I started the company about 3 years ago, and the inspiration behind it was that I couldn't find a natural chewing gum that I wanted to chew. So it turns out that actually all conventional gums that you see in the grocery stores are filled with horrible chemicals, preservatives, and the actual base that you're chewing on is made of plastic. So it's literally a piece of plastic plus artificial sweeteners and flavors thrown in.
Right. So that sounds disgusting.
Absolutely. So when I discovered that, I was of course shocked because most people don't even realize that what they're chewing is plastic. And so I started doing more research and I really couldn't find a gum out there that was totally clean in terms of its ingredients. And so that's why I decided to just go ahead and do it myself. And so started the company here in New York about 3 years ago, and we're now sold in over 7,000 stores across the country. Here in the U.S., we're sold in Whole Foods, Kroger, many other stores. So it's been a really exciting few years.
Right. Wow. Okay. We are going to learn more about that. Before then, we can learn how to say chewing gum in Chinese. The way to say chewing gum in Chinese, it's 口香糖.
口香糖,
that's right. Let me break them down so that will be much easier.
Okay.
So basically, you know, Chinese is a lot of characters. So a lot of phrases or useful words, they are made out of one or two or three different characters. And in this case, there are three characters involved. First is 口. 口, that means mouth.
Ah, okay.
So something you put in your mouth.
That makes sense.
口, yeah, and then 口, the way to say that, it sounds a bit like the coal, the mineral.
Mm-hmm.
Coal, it sounds a bit like that, but we put the third tone, 口.
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 That's right. And it's a third tone, and you know Chinese is a tonal language. There are four major tones. First tone is flat, second tone goes up, and the third tone goes down first and then up. The fourth tone goes down. So, 口 is the third tone. You can hear me saying 口, a bit like that. And you can make it as long as you want, 口. So people can hear, oh, that's the third tone. And then when they hear that, they know you refer to mouth. So the first word, 口.
口.
That's right. And then the second word, it's a very good one, is 香.
香.
香, perfect, that's it. 香 means fragrant.
Oh, okay.
So your mouth has fragrance, and that sounds very nice. Okay, and that's actually one of the major functions for chewing gum. So you have much nicer smell. So that's 香.
香.
香. Now the third word is also a good one, but probably not very good for your teeth. 糖.
糖.
糖, that means sugar.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so when you go to the cafe and you have a coffee, then you say, oh, do you want 糖 or not? So do you want sugar or not? So it's mainly just sugar, candy. So 口香糖 together, three words, that means chewing gum. So let's repeat one more time. 口香糖.
口香糖.
口香糖. Right. So, Karun, your 口香糖, it's so special. You mentioned that they are all organic, made out of natural ingredients. You also mentioned about your kitchen in New York. And that's a very interesting expression because nowadays we have the image that chewing gums 口香糖 is made out of wax, plastic, artificial substance. And in your case, you are like a chef.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly right. So we have, you know, we have a facility in Brooklyn where we do our manufacturing, and unlike most food startups out there, we do it ourselves. And that's very, very mm-hmm. unusual in this industry. Again, most companies actually outsource their production, as you said, to large you know, industrial factories. And in our case, we have our own manufacturing plant in Brooklyn, where we make all the gum ourselves. And so, it's really been, an interesting learning experience for me because I obviously don't have any, manufacturing experience, but it's been a really, really great time. So, we're excited.
Right. And then we know that, it's a massive industry. I read some report. It says, the size of the industry is, like $30-40 billion annual revenue. And they are all, of course, dominated by a few major food players in the world. And as a startup to make Kouxiangtang and to compete with those giants, what are the, of course, we know the achievement you've made so far. Is there any frustration when you started the business?
Well, what's so great about this category is that it's actually, as you said, because it's dominated by a few very, very large players, there had actually been no small startups that were innovating in this space. Mm-hmm. So there was a real lack of innovation that we saw out there. And there are very, very high barriers to entry because it's actually very difficult to make chewing gum. So for us, right, it was sort of the perfect opportunity to really go in and disrupt the category. And so what we found is that customers and retailers have been incredibly receptive to our product because they see how it's so different from all the other options out there.
Right.
So retailers are really excited to get us into the stores because they're excited to rejuvenate and bring the millennials and Generation Z customers back into the stores and to buy the product.
So how about the research process to come out with such invention to produce a healthier, probably tastier Kouxiangtang?
So I actually made the formula myself, and the research process really consisted of me in my kitchen,
wow,
experimenting with hundreds and hundreds of formulas over the course of a year.
Right.
The company was really born in my apartment, and I just kind of reverse engineered what I thought an actual gum would be like. So instead of plastic, what we use is chicle, which is the sap of a tree in Central America.
Right.
And that's what all chewing gum used to be made of until the large companies switched to plastic in the 1950s.
Wow.
So we use that natural tree sap,
yep,
plus then natural flavors in the gum. For our first accounts, I mean, at the beginning, it was being produced in my kitchen, and I was literally going door to door selling it to stores, to local stores in New York. Oh. So that's really how the company started.
What an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to say chewing gum in Chinese is Kouxiangtang. So do you also do the bubble gums?
You can blow bubbles with our gum, yes.
So the way to say bubble gums in Chinese is Paopaotang.
Oh, Paopaotang.
Paopaotang is very cute, yeah, because tang is sugar, right?
Right.
So I got the collective term for anything like a candy, that type of thing. And Paopao is double word, the same word. Pao means bubble. So Paopaotang.
Paopaotang.
Paopaotang. So Kouxiangtang is chewing gum. Paopaotang is bubble gum.
That's great.
Yeah, now you can go to China and then tell those Chinese people, hey, try my Kouxiangtang. This is all organic and healthy.
Exactly, exactly.
Great. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about chewing gum, Kouxiangtang, and bubble gum, Paopaotang. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见。